This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Happy freaking New Year, baby. You went off without a hitch, at least here in America, but make no mistake about it, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Danger lurks. 844-551-8255 if you want to call. Also, if you want to write to us, kjradio.com. I'm telling you, New Year's was amazing in America. Did you see NBC's coverage? They had Tegan, whatever her name is, talking about vaginal something or another. They got big time criticism. I did not watch a single New Year's drop the ball event on TV. Not one. I was like, the heck with it. I don't need to see it. It came early where I live, and I still didn't want to see it. It's nothing but a bunch of leftists. Now, it used to be fun when it was like, welcome to the New Year. We're going to charge into that New Year together as a team, as a group of Americans, and it's going to be great. It's not like that. No danger lurks, and it's all around you. I said earlier, change your code on your name of your Wi-Fi to MAGA mofo. That everybody around you know you are a Trump supporter. Like, oh, here's a MAGA mofo. Can you imagine if the entirety of America changed their Wi-Fi name to MAGA mofo, and people were seeing it everywhere, the Starbucks, on your cell phone. MAGA mofo, MAGA mofo, MAGA mofo. They're like, wow, I'm surrounded by all these MAGA mofos. Yeah, that's right, baby. KJRadio.com. Listen to the podcast. This is our year. Send it out to your friends. Come back and download it. Listen to it. Get the word out. Best podcast on the market. Best one for the price, I promise you. Anyway, happy new freaking year, baby. 2019 is going to be even better than 2018, which was better than 2017, which was way better than 2016, even though at the end we got that big Christmas present. Oh, yeah. The Donald Trump victory, but you got so much stuff that's going to be happening, and you're safer. Look at what the Netherlands rang in the new year with cries of Allahu Akbar. Yeah, the cultural enrichers, Amy Mech tweeted, celebrated New Year's Eve screaming Allahu Akbar while pelting police with fireworks. The police retreated in fear. They were scared. The Muslims have the first responders, the people who are meant to protect the citizens, running in fear because they think, oh, they could be a bomber. What are they going to do, club them to death? Do they have guns? The police in the Netherlands have guns? I doubt it. Anyway, hey, New Year coming up. All of our problems have melted away, right, conservatives? We don't have to fight anymore, right? Racism. People calling you racist, that's gone. You know, you got a new, fresh year. The slate has been wiped clean. Everybody's kumbaya, my love. Kumbaya. Oh, man. Yeah, nobody's going to call you a racist this year. Are you kidding? They're not going to say you're an LGBT hater. Even though, let me tell you something before I go any further. The left are the biggest racists on the planet. They are the biggest LGBT haters. They're going to call you xenophobes because you want to protect your border. Barack Obama's got a 10-foot brick wall around his compound, his home, his new home, and they don't want you to build a fence to protect America. A fence! A barrier, whatever you want to call it. They're going to call you anti-woman because you don't get behind the I Believe Her movement. I could regale you with stories of guys. There's a guy just recently, he settled a lawsuit with a university for tens of thousands of dollars where they ruined his life at that university because a girl who he had consensual sex with has all the evidence. They wouldn't even listen to it. So they had to pay him off. I'm going to talk to you this year about the nonsense of leftism that we talked about last year, but I promise you we're going to make it even better this year. Even better. Even better. I'm going country on them, boy. Woo! It's going to be a fun year, y'all. Fun year. You want me to give you a sports up? Should we talk? We should probably cover this later, but here's what I'll tell you. I'm going to talk about the NFL, the racism of the left. And I'm going to talk about it with these head coaches. Okay? Y'all ready for that? And what about this officer who was killed by an illegal who, by the way, had an illegal gun? What about that? And Louis C.K., you know, the comedian? Louis C.K. is in the news because Louis C.K. said the truth about why should we be paying attention to a bunch of high school chumps, millennials, that, you know, these little anti-gun nuts. Why should we be paying attention to a David Hogg? I mean, great. I mean, what an amazing thing for him to say. See, it used to be in comedy. I was going to do a show called In Comedis Veritas. You could say the truth in comedy because people got it. In comedy is where you learn the truth about yourself. Somebody said, man, get your big old head out of here. And you're like, well, that was funny, but it's true. I have a big head, right? Oh, look at you over there hearing everything with his big old ears, right? That's what I would do. When I was a kid growing up, if I saw something that you were a little bit, you know, tentative about, and I wanted to make you either uneasy about it or make you learn to laugh about it, that's what I did. I talk about your big feet or your bunions or whatever. That's what comedy is built on, observational humor. But we're going to get into that a little bit. We're going to get into the whole LGBT trans movement and how women are destroying themselves. And 2019 is going to be the year of trans. Oh, man. And then leftists are crazy. They've gone crazy. Believe it or not, they're trying to adopt Trump's tactics. And we'll talk about that. That is a strange story coming from a congresswoman out of Texas. Then there are new ailments that can affect you. I don't know if you know this, but the way you... I don't even know where to go with this story. I don't want to give it away. All right? But there are things now, new ailments that are being caused by the way that we handle social media and how we do certain things out in public. I'll get into it a little bit later. Oh, man, the Women's March is in trouble. Yeah, the Women's March. And it's not us. It's women who are mad at the Women's March. They say the Women's March is anti-Semitic. It's racist. It's all these other things. And what's funny about the Women's March was started out with all these so-called minority women when they were, you know, letting black women come, sending them over in busloads from black churches saying, there's some fried chicken over here. And then black women were like, yeah, let's go, girl, and represent. And now they stop bringing the chicken over there. So the black women aren't showing up in the Women's March. Like, oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. What do we do? What do we do? Because it's all white women. White vagina hat wearing women. So that's in trouble, too. We're going to get to that. Warren, exploratory committee. She wants to be president. Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren. What do you think her chances are? I'm going to see if I can find some Vegas odds on that. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. We'll be back in this. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff. But still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I touched on that Women's March a little bit earlier. Here's what the Chicago Tribune wrote. As controversy swells around National Women's March organizers, the local group has decided not to host the march in January, an event that for at least 2 years drew hundreds of thousands of supporters to Grant Park in concert with similar marches across the globe. While Women's March Chicago organizers cite high costs and limited volunteer hours as the main reasons for nixing the annual rally in March, the break comes amid splintering within the National Women's March leadership following accusations of anti-Semitism and scrutiny of its ties to the National Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan. Now, let me just stop for a second. By the way, you're listening to Kevin Jackson, folks. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. This is a bunch of BS. Let me tell you what's messing with the Women's March. The fact is, women know they're wrong. Leftist women are going, you know what? This is really stupid. Donald Trump hasn't done anything to us. Conservative men haven't done anything to us. You know who's doing stuff to us? Our own men. Our own men. Conservative women, I'm not telling you that they're, you know, the problems are solved when you become a conservative. They're not. Problems are human problems. But I'll tell you this. If you measure, do conservative families, women, marriages, relationships stick together better? Absolutely, than leftist relationships. Are conservative women happier than leftist women? What? I don't need a poll. I don't need Rasmussen or Gallup or anybody else to tell me that a conservative woman is immensely more happy than her leftist counterpart. No question in my mind. Because she's content. She's content with her husband, her children, her mate, if she happens to be gay. She's content with her job. She's chosen. She's made life choices that she herself made. Leftist women are driven in certain areas and they are made to be mad. They are taught how to be angry. Angry. Oh, yeah. And it ain't because they need a Snickers bar. It's because they need a man. I'm talking about a real hardcore dude that'll, as a smart woman will tell you, I want my man to put me in check. The same way a smart man will say, I want my woman to put me in check. I want her to be able to say to me, babe, hey, calm down. You're not doing this right. But a smart dude, a smart woman will tell you, she wants her guy to go, hey, I'm not gonna let you talk to the children that way. We're not gonna handle things this way. Same thing. But no, see if a leftist dude checks his woman. Whatever. She can do whatever she wants. He is a eunuch. He is to be run over. He is roadkill in the scheme of things. In the conservative relationships, there's a balance. And it's a balance of skill set. It isn't, if a woman's better at fixing a car and a dude is better at, organizing the finances, they happily switch. There's no roles of this or that, and the guy doesn't feel emasculated. Now, most guys are going to gear themselves towards guy things. Oh, I know. Y'all out there going, Kevin, you're getting yourself into trouble. You sound like a misogynist. No, I don't. I sound like a pragmatic dude who understands that there's give and take and ebb and flow in every relationship, and it's very different. But here's what I'll tell you. On our side of the aisle, you're going to find much more happier people. Don't misunderstand me. We get divorced. We do all the, we have all the problems of the left, but we are happier. We don't front either. We don't put on airs like, look at this and blah, blah, blah. I'm not saying we don't have rich people that live different lives than, the Joe Schmo working class America. I hang around them. I see these very wealthy conservatives. And do you know what we talk about? When we get with these people, they are talking about ways to help, to empower. It is shocking. If there were dirt to deliver, folks, I would deliver the dirt. You're listening to Kevin Jackson. This is Kevin Jackson's show, KJRadio.com. But the Women's March, yeah, they go, oh, no, they're mad because certain women are, believe it, for Louis Farrakhan's a good guy and this, that, and the other. No, it isn't. It is a rift with women. Women in their own, this group of women believes that the women's organizers are anti-Semitic, they're this, that, and the other. So they're calling off their whole march. They gave you some hints, though. They gave you some hints. See, they said, while Women's March Chicago organizers cited high cost and limited volunteer hours, allow me to explain. High cost meaning nobody's footing the bill for it any longer because somebody went, you know what? I've used women enough. I don't know that it's being effective anymore. We didn't get the women's vote we thought we were going to get in the midterm, so maybe I'll pull my chunk of change out. Number two, they can't find women who support them to volunteer. Are you paying attention to me? I hope you are. They can't. Limited volunteer hours. Where are these women? Are they working? What are they doing? Let me tell you, the other little dirty secret of the Women's March, they don't have enough minority women. I don't have an article, but somebody was telling me one of the things that people are complaining about in the Women's March is it's all white women. Yeah, welcome to the party, pal. That's what it's always been. Because let me tell you, black women, if they really stop and analyze, will go, hold on a minute. You just hold on over there, Susan. You about to get some now. See, because black women have not benefited one iota from the women's world. Oh, we're going to get another nickel a day, for 18 cents an hour for the man's work because we only get paid 72 cents or 28, whatever. It's $82, whatever the number is. They don't make like 82 cents an hour, 18 cents difference, something like that. Black women are going, our difference is 45 cents. We don't have your jobs. We aren't getting your opportunities. We aren't marrying rich. We don't have dowries. We don't have trust funds. We aren't getting all the benefits of this. You know what we're getting? We're getting to raise kids by ourselves. That's what those women are mad about. They said marches and rallies are still planned for January 19th in D.C. Dozens of cities. Let me tell you something. Watch the numbers, folks. You heard it here on the Kevin Jackson Show. Watch the numbers. Watch as the number of cities dwindle. Watch as the number of women continues to dwindle. Watch as this whole nonsensical argument about going after Donald Trump, as if Donald Trump is the cause of women's issues that have dated back for centuries. Watch it go. It's going to die on the vine, which is where it should die. You should watch it die. Look at the people who are in charge of this march. They are nothing but self-aggrandizing, egomaniacs who want to believe that they have some sort of power over women, like they're some sort of Svengali over women. Women are getting it. That's the little secret that I'm trying to tell you. Women are understanding this. And now they're going, no more. I love this. And it goes into all these other crazy things that are happening with the LGBT. Oh, you know what? Let's let transitional men who are becoming women into our sports and all these other things. And I got a story I'll talk in the next hour about that. Again, watching this movement implode on itself. 2019, folks, be happy. You're witnessing the women's movement in its decline. And I'm not talking about what women have gained. I want them to keep their gains. I'm talking about the nonsensical leftist women's decline.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is meeting with leaders on Capitol Hill to discuss border security. One of those meeting with the president is Republican Congressman Buddy Carter of Georgia. He tells Fox News what can be accomplished in a meeting like this.
Well, hopefully we can jumpstart the process. I mean, obviously the Democrats have been no-shows. Where have they been? Out in Hawaii or wherever? And the president has wanted to negotiate. He's been in the White House. He's been available. And I think that this is a concerted effort on his part and on the administration's part to get something started.
Now, before the meeting with lawmakers, the president met with his cabinet at the White House, where he talked again about border security.
The $5.6 billion approved by the House is such a small amount compared to the level of the problem.
The president also likened the southern border to a sieve and said walls work. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You into sports? Are you watching much sports these days? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, too. You're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I watched a little college football over the holidays, and the big game's coming up. I'll watch that. I don't mind college. Not at all. But if you're into the NFL... shame on you. Yeah, shame on you. But if you're like me and you love watching leftism eat its own, then you're going to love this story I'm about to share with you. Oh, my goodness. Holy mother of Colin Kaepernick, what's going on in the racist NFL? Do I need to recap that the NFL hires 68 to 70% black folks? And they recently put out some sort of a memo. We got to get more black involvement in the NFL. And so they wanted to get more black management, more black coaches, and all this other stuff. Did you guys hear about this? Yeah, it was an edict by the NFL. Roger Goodell, he's going to social mediaize, social engineer the NFL so that people would, you know, I guess watch more of it. And so they put out this thing that says we want to, you know, have a proving ground for black coaches. Remember, there was a time, I don't know if you guys remember this, you may be too young. Listen to my audience. I know my producers are. But there was a time in the NFL when there weren't that many black quarterbacks. You guys may be too young to remember names like Warren Moon. Or what was the guy won the Super Bowl with Washington Redskins? Yeah. I mean, it was a handful of blacks, black quarterbacks in the National Football League. And that was a big deal. Oh, people don't want a black quarterback. They don't think a black quarterback can do it. Black quarterback, you know, they all want to run. They can't win the Super Bowl. Randall Cunningham, he was one too. Doug, what's his name? Played for the Washington Redskins. Wow, I can see his face. I just can't remember his name. But yeah, he turned out to be the best of the black quarterbacks. But this is when, I'm talking about over a decade, there were three or four black quarterbacks total. It was a big deal when a black man was given the ball to handle every single down. And that's what Doug Jones, wasn't it? Something like that. Anyway, so he had an amazing career. Well, his last couple of years he had an amazing career. So the NFL started breaking the color line in quarterback. And you started seeing more. I'm not profiling year after year. I don't know how many it was year after year, but year after year, there were more black quarterbacks. And the league became blacker. I mean, it did. The league, I would love for somebody to do a study and tell me what the league was in the 1960s and the 70s and go year by year how black the league has gotten. I mean, if you were to look at the curve... white folks better, they can color themselves out of the NFL. At this rate, the NFL will be 90% black in less than 5 years. I mean, I'm just guessing, but it's a big trend. Okay, you get what I'm saying? So, I was reading this article. It's from an article called, a thing called Undefeated, December of 2017. Here's what they said. Before Tuesday, how many of you realized Geno Smith was on the roster of the New York Giants? I don't even know who Geno Smith is. I haven't watched football in years. But here's what he says. Yes, Smith's been pacing the sidelines for the disappointing Giants, 2-9 this season. Now Smith, the former second-round pick who has played 4 games the past 3 seasons, gets to make NFL history. I want you to understand how progressive New York has been. When he takes his first snap at the start of Sunday's game at Oakland, the Giants will end their run as the only team never to start a black quarterback. I didn't even know that. Did you? This was in December 2017. Smith will become one of 9 black quarterbacks to start in Week 13. Have African Americans finally broken through at the position they were long discouraged or blocked from playing because teams thought they lacked the smarts? Is a quarterback position in the NFL getting blacker? Before Doug What's-His-Face won that Super Bowl, I can tell you, the black quarterbacks in the league could not take a team to the Super Bowl. They were too, I don't know, what I can't describe it. It's like Randall Cunningham tried to do too much. Michael Vick is an example. Powerful arm is good. I mean, a running back, for all intents and purposes, he tried to do too much. But look at a Joe Montana, a Joe Namath. These little wily-looking white boys got to do-do-do-do-do, touchdown, do-do-do-do-do, touchdown, here, hand-off, touchdown. They knew their limitations. They assessed everybody else on the team and said, you know what? That guy's really good at this, that, and the other. They were generals on the field. These black quarterbacks were generals who felt like, well, if I don't do it, that private ain't going to get it done. Well, that private's got to do his job, too. So it took Doug Jones, or whatever his name was, to play for the Redskins to finally break the Super Bowl color barrier. And he won. It was a big deal when Doug won that. I mean, and I'm telling you, he was at the end of his career. So, back to the article. Smith will be one of 9 black quarterbacks to start in Week 13. And he asked, have we broken through? And I don't know if we've broken through. I'll be honest with you. I think that, you know, you look at the league, and you 13 of how many teams? 32? 13 of 32 teams have a black quarterback. From my perspective, I don't really care. I'll put it to you this way. If you have your team and it had all black people and a white quarterback and he won the Super Bowl, let's just say it was like a, I don't know, like a Brady, okay, for New England. And if that dude could win Super Bowls and he was white as a driven snow, okay, fresh snow that's just hitting the ground, would you care? Because I'm going to tell you something. I don't think most people would care. I think even black fans of cities want to win Super Bowls, period. And they don't care who it is. They wouldn't care if the dude's name was Guido, if he was Asian, and a midget. They wouldn't care if he's a Guatemalan midget. I'm just saying, they wouldn't care. But here's what we do, how we measure. We're measuring, oh, look at what the league has done. The league has so shifted the balance of power towards blacks. Now we're looking at coaches. And there's this thing called the Rooney Rule. Have you guys ever heard of this? The Rooney Rule. It required teams to interview at least one minority candidate for head coach and general manager jobs. And the guy writes this. The rule has been a model both in and out of sports for the owner for whom the rule is named, Pittsburgh's Dan Rooney, who lived up to its word when looking for a coach in 2007. He hired a black defensive coordinator from Minnesota, Mike Tomlin, who has since taken the Steelers to 2 Super Bowls. I don't know if the Steelers won one of those or not, because I don't follow football, but maybe they did. But good for him, good for them. But the idea was give black people a chance. And here's what I say. If Tomlin is as good as they say, they shouldn't have to go, oh, God, so what black guy are we going to interview so we can follow the Rooney Rule? How about black coaches – How about Tomlin is so good at defense that people watch him and go, that dude can run a defense. Wow. And then they just let you, you know, let the chips fall where they may. But they don't do that. No, let's put in a rule because the NFL is so racist. All these people that are bringing in all these black players who are taking a knee, black players, they go, well, they're going to play. Are they even going to play for a white coach? Are they going to play with white players? What are these black players going to do if we don't bring some black folks in for them? What are they going to do? Well, I tell you what they're going to do. They're going to play for whoever is the best team. J.C. Watts. I would play on a team with J.C. Watts in a New York freaking minute. J.C. Watts is one heck of a player. Have you seen this guy? I watched his workout. I couldn't do the first 10 minutes of J.C. Watts' workout. This guy's amazing. Anyway, all of this to tell you some news. Breaking news in the racist NFL. 5 black coaches were fired. Of the 8 coaches that were fired, that have been fired this year, 5 of them are black. 4 of them got fired last Monday. And my question is, how are black players going to make it in the league now? Yeah. Who wants to win a Super Bowl without a white coach? I mean, I wouldn't. So, yeah. Racist NFL. And they had the nerve to call it. Get this. Here's the irony. Black Monday. Black Monday. When 4 black coaches got fired. There have been a total of 5. There are currently 8 teams now looking for coaches. And the Rooney Rule will apply. Now, let me just ask you, what do you think is going to happen now that these black coaches have underperformed? What do you think is going to happen? Now, Arizona Central, they went straight to race. Here's what they wrote. If you don't see race as a factor in the firing of Arizona Cardinals coach Steve Wilks just after one season, that's good. We agree on that. But that doesn't mean people who see it differently are wrong. The NFL has a problem with race, and firings like Wilkes helps demonstrate it. I'm going to come back to these firings in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Jackson Radio Show
con Kevino Jacksones.
Black Monday is not like Black Friday, where you get all kinds of discounts on stuff at the store. Black Monday has to do with the NFL, the racist NFL, Roger Goodell, and all this social engineering. And guess what? In a league where 68% of the employees are black, they still are crying racism. That is so funny. Do you think you're ever going to please somebody when 68% of the league is black and leftists are still upset? All right, so I'm talking about all these coaches getting fired on Monday. NFL coaches, most of them black. Eight teams are now looking for coaches. Five of those teams were coached by black people at one point. Now, one black guy has been replaced already. But four people got fired on Monday. And I was just talking about an article in Arizona Central where they talked about Steve Wilks, the Cardinals coach, getting fired. And they said he deserved to be fired, but the NFL still has a race problem. And here's how they do it. They do it by the numbers. Since 2000, 10 coaches have been dismissed after just 1 year. three of them are black. 30% of them are black? But wait a minute. The NFL is 68% black. It sounds like it's a pretty good ratio if you ask me. But no, not for the leftists. They said there's never been a time in NFL history when 30% of the head coaches are black. At most, 25% of the head coaches have been, which has happened twice, in 2011 and last year. So twice it's been 30% of the coaches in the NFL. By the way, that's a better percentage of blacks in leadership than any, I mean, than Wall Street, than Silicon Valley, you name it. But no, the NFL, that's 68 to 70% black, is 25% at most of the head coaches. Twice. 25% twice, 2011 and last year. But these guys are complaining because black coaches are getting fired. So let me give you some idea about these black coaches. So you had Hugh Jackson. And here's what one group wrote. Dumping Hugh Jackson might have been the smartest move the Browns made this season since firing him in October. The Browns have gone 5-3 under interim coach Greg Williams after losing their finale to the Ravens. Williams has been so successful that the Browns plan to seriously consider him for the full-time job. Now, that's Hugh Jackson. He was not fired on Black Monday. He was fired back in October of last year, 2018. Now, Black Monday, here's what this article says. It came as no surprise that several NFL coaches, six at the time of the publication, were fired after Sunday's games, and there are eight openings right now. They were fired on Monday, of course. We call the day after the regular season ends Black Monday for that very reason. And here's the next coach that bit the dust, a guy named Todd Boyles. A few hours after the New York Jets wrapped up their season on Sunday with a 38-3 loss at New England, the team announced that Todd Boyles with the time with the team was over. He's 54, hired in January of 2015 after New York fired Rex Ryan, white guy. The Jets got off to a solid start under Boyles, who guided them to a 10-6 in his inaugural season. But New York missed out of the playoffs in year one, then fell short in each subsequent season. So he inherited Rex Ryan's team, which roughly had that many wins. He couldn't take them to the playoffs. Had two seasons subsequent to that where the Jets have done nothing. And now they're wondering why he got fired. Next guy's name is Van Joseph, black guy. After back-to-back double-digit losing seasons with the Denver Broncos, Vance Joseph was shown the door. Joseph met with general manager John Elway on Monday after his team finished the season, get this, 6-10, and was dismissed with two years and about $6 million left on his contract. Joseph acknowledged after the Broncos' 23-9 loss to the Chargers on Sunday, in which there were more than 12,000 no-shows at Mile High Stadium, that a two-season record of 11-21 wasn't good enough by Broncos standards. Now, I'm going to stop for just a second. Let's all take a breath. Now, let's ask ourselves this very simple question. Would you keep a coach like that? I don't care what color he is. 11-21, 12,000 people said, we aren't coming to the games. Let me tell you, Denver was a perennial ticket you could not get a seat to. It was like the Washington Redskins. It was like, used to be the Oakland Raiders and a host of other teams. And now people are going, we don't even care anymore. Let's go to the next one. I talked about him earlier. His name is Steve Wilks. Arizona Cardinals coach Steve Wilks told staff on Monday he will not be back with the team. Wilks was let go after completing a 3-13 season, which tied the franchise mark for the fewest wins in a season since the team moved to the state. I walked into this organization with integrity, and then whenever that time comes, I'm going to walk away with integrity, he previously told the Republic about his job security. 3-13. I'm just going to stop there and let you think about that for just a second. Now, you can cry racism. But I'm going to tell you, I don't care if you love your city and you want to see a successful sports franchise and somebody comes in, supposed to bring a fresh new approach, and they do 3-13, you get rid of them. Just for the record, that's what Barack Obama did. Barack Obama came into the administration running the presidency and he went 3-13 and they let him have his job. And the next year he went 2-14. You got to put this all in perspective. But the NFL is racist, right? Let's go to Marvin Lewis. Cincinnati Bengals fired coach Marvin Lewis after 16 years with the team, wrapping up what had been the single longest head coaching tenure in the league. I guess they just didn't give him enough time, Barack, huh? Lewis leaves Cincinnati with an 0-7 mark in the postseason. 7 times, this dude got his team into the postseason, and they couldn't deliver. The worst record by an NFL coach for postseason. I'm just putting it in perspective, folks. I'm trying to make you understand that there's a contingency of people out there wondering, why are these coaches not being selected? Look, I don't know how things translate from you being a player to becoming a coach. I don't know. I'll tell you, I was with Cal Ripken Jr., and he told me, he goes, Kevin, I don't know what else I can do. He goes, I played baseball, and I went out, you know, he's tried other things. He goes, I don't really know anything except baseball. And I said, man, you have tremendous baseball knowledge, and now he's back, you know, doing stuff in baseball, and he loves it. He knows it inherently. His dad was a big-time baseball player. My suspicion is Ripken's going to be a good coach someday when he figures things out. But, you know, it doesn't just come naturally. These people have to come to the conclusion of, man, this is it. This is my job, my career. You got to know the game, and you got to be able to transfer what you know on the field to what you know to other players coming up and understanding the strategy of the game and lots of things that, being blunt, black players don't care about. Give me my paycheck. Let me go buy my mom a home. Let me buy my brother a car. I'm going to get a home and a car and a little trophy wife, and that'll be the end of it. Few of them really go, you know, what's going to be life after football? A life after baseball, a life after whatever sport. But here's Lewis, 16 years with a team, people calling racism. I'm just saying. In a league, I want to go back, 68% black, 68 to 70% black, 30% of the NFL coaches black. I don't know who owns these teams now, because you know that's the next frontier. How many black owners? Personally, I want to see some black ownership. Let me tell you why. I want to see people like LeBron James have to pay a bunch of big old sissy babies, crybabies, multiple millions of dollars to watch them lose. That's what I want to see. And I want to see how they handle it. Anyway, third straight losing season for Marvin Lewis, punctuated by plummeting attendance, prompted change-resistant owner Mike Brown to finally cut ties with Lewis. That's what they said. So these coaches had a chance, yet they, I'm just telling you, they blew it. They didn't just blow it for, you know, if you're going to go in and you're going to coach, you didn't want to do a Mike Tomlin. Go out there and be the best, man. Show people that, you know what, I got my shot. Here's what another The Guardian reported last year around this time when they complained about the lack of black coaches. Get this. NFL owners spent much of last fall dragging black players to their feet, trying to break the anthem protest lest the cry for racial equality grew too loud for their advertisers' comfort. This winter, they spent much time trying to keep white men in charge of their teams. Another handful of head coaches has cycled only to be replaced by a group just as white as the one before. In a league that's nearly 70% African-American, only 25% of the head coaches are considered minorities, meaning the NFL has a lot of white coaches trying to balance the social justice concerns of their players with the bottom lines of irritated owners. I want you to understand just how silly this is, this argument is. Dragging their feet. So this was last year when the league was 25% black head coaches. Now they're 30% black. What do you think they're going to be crying about now? If you think you're going to win against social justice, folks, you better wake up and you better start fighting back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.